Is this one better? Okay. God is wonderful. And this story I read a few years ago, and it was very special to me because it mentioned two different towns that I've lived in, Redding, California, and Mount Shasta. Have you heard of those towns before? Yeah, they're in Northern California. Mount Shasta is beautiful. Yeah. Well, this story happened long ago, about 127 years ago, when there really weren't very many cars, and most people got around. How do you think they traveled? Wagons and horses. Yeah, that's how they... Yeah. Well, this man was a bookseller. He sold Christian books, and he had gone to Mount Shasta and Redding and different little towns, and he had sold a lot of books. Well, he had to go back to Stockton and fill his wagon with all the books so he could deliver them. And he decided to make it a holiday for his wife and children, so they loaded food and blankets, and they were going to camp out under the stars. Does that sound fun? Yeah, I would like that. Yes. Well, they started out, and as they were getting, you know, Mount Shasta is kind of high in altitude, and the higher you get, the colder it gets. Did you know that, even in the summertime? Yeah. Well, they got up to a place where there was an inn, and they were going to spend the night there because it was pretty cold outside. But when they got up there on this top of the ridge where it was supposed to be, guess what they saw? Just smoldering logs and a chimney. There had been a fire, a forest fire that went through there and burned it down. Well, they found some trees that had managed not to burn, and they were going to set up camp. They had dinner, but the later it got, the colder it got. And remember, all they had was quilts and blankets, and they were sleeping outside. Dad decided, you know, there's a ranch on down the other side of the ridge. Why don't we go down there and see if they will let us spend the night? It'll be a little warmer down there, and we could sleep inside. Well, they decided to do that, so they picked everything up and put it in the wagon, and off they went. But you know, it was sundown. And what happens when it gets sundown? It gets dark. So Dad couldn't see the road, but he knew that the horses could see. So he took the reins and he kind of tied them onto the wagon, and he let the horses go. But something happened. Have you ever been on a horse? Yes. Have you ever seen a wagon? Yeah. They make noises, don't they? When they walk, their hooves clop along, and the rigging that's on them, that kind of makes rattling noises. And the wheels on the wagon, boy, that makes lots of noise as it goes along the road over the rocks and the gravel and the dirt. Well, something happened. When it got totally dark, it also got silent. They couldn't hear the horses walking. They could feel that they were moving, but the horses weren't making their noises, and the wagon wasn't making its noises. And a couple of times, the wagon stopped. And the dad couldn't see, but he got out, he felt along the horses, because, you know, so that he wouldn't get lost. And he felt down in front of the horses, and he found a log. And somehow he was able to lift up the log and move it out, and then find his way back up onto the wagon. And then he would let the horses know it was time to go. And they could feel that there was movement, but still no sound. Well, the second time that happened, shortly after that, they felt a thunk. And then they heard the horses' hooves, and they heard the wagon. And it took about 4 hours from the time they left to get down to that ranch. And off in the distance, they saw that ranch, and the dog started barking, and the rancher came out on the porch and with his lantern. And he said, "Folks, where have you come from?" And the father said, "Well, you know, we were up there on the ridge, and we saw that the inn had burnt down, and it was very cold. And we were hoping if we could come down here and spend the night with you." And the rancher said, "Now, tell me the truth. Where have you come from?" And the father said, "Well, that's where we came from, up there. We couldn't stay up there. It was just too cold." Well, rancher wasn't sure he believed him, but he said, "Sure, you can spend the night." And you know, the next morning, when they were getting ready to leave, they found that rancher, and he was out there walking right in the middle of their tracks, because he had to see for himself. You see, the day before, someone had tried to get through that very same way with a horse, just the horse, no wagon, and he couldn't make it. Because, you know, when a forest fire comes, why, sometimes logs will burn down and block the road. That's what happened. So they knew that that rancher would go along those tracks and find a place where the wheel marks ended. And there was no more wheel marks as they went up the hill. So that was my story. You know, it doesn't say that it was angels, but I can't explain it any other way than that God's angels picked up the horses and the wagon and carried it down the hill. All right, thank you. You can go back to your seat.